cathedral's interior. The cathedral shows its visitors a Romanesque interior with a glorious portico in its centre. It was conceived as the atrium of the cathedral and was carved by Master Matteo between 1168 and 1188. It only took him 20 years. It is considered as the masterpiece of the Romanesque sculpture. The portico is made up of three arches coincident with the main nave's division. Each one of them shows one aspect of the history of salvation. There are more than 200 granite figures composing a detailed iconographic program. In the left arch, there is a representation of the Jewish history before Christ. It is the arch dedicated to the Old Testament. The right arch, on the contrary, is dedicated to the New Testament, showing the final judgment. The central arch composes a vision described by John the Evangelist in his Apocalypses. Jesus resurrected, showing his wounds and surrounded by the evangelists, represented together with their symbolic animals. Top left, John with the eagle. Underneath, Luke and the bull. Top right, Matthew, represented with his tax collector box. And Mark with a lion underneath him. At both sides of Mark and Luke, in the lower line, a courtship of angels carrying the passion instruments. In the archivolt, and forming a semicircle, the 24 old men of the Apocalypses tune their instruments in order to intone the glorious chant, since this is the celestial Jerusalem arch. In the lateral arches, the souls of the just, under the appearance of naked children, are taken by angels to the glory. Let's now look at the lateral arches. We see they show four prophets to the left, Moses, Isaiah, Daniel and Jeremiah, and four apostles to the right, Peter, Paul, Santiago and John. Daniel's figure, located in the left arch column, has a smile that has made history. See how natural and expressive it is. This is very unusual in Romanesque art, and it is considered as a sign of new artistic times, the first steps of Gothic art in Compostela. Nevertheless, popular tradition says the smile of the prophet is due to the beauty of the Queen Esther, blushing feminine figure that is facing him in the entrance wall. The Apostle Santiago, patron saint of the cathedral, reappears in the central marble column. It shows the pilgrim's deep fingerprints, due to the tradition of grabbing the column while saying a prayer facing the main altar. During this last century, this habit has deteriorated the figure much more than the 800 years of time that have passed since it was built, so it is recommended not to continue with it. On the other side of the column, we find Master Matteo kneeling down. He is known as the Santo de los Croques, since popular tradition believes he has the power of transmitting his talent to those who bang their heads against him. This is a very common practice among students in Santiago and other visitors wishing for a little bit of inspiration. If we follow along the main nave, we will be able to understand the building scheme of the cathedral, perfectly conserved in its Romanesque style. This is the typical Latin cross plan of all pilgrimage churches, with three longitudinal naves, another three under the transept. The central nave is 97 meters long, and is surrounded on its top by a triforium, which elevates the naves up to 20 meters high. This gallery was very useful in the Middle Ages, when many pilgrims had to sleep in the cathedral waiting for the first religious service to start. Once we arrive at the main altar, we will notice the ostentatious intervention of Baroque architecture in the Romanesque cathedral. This spectacular baldachin with Salomonic columns, which protects the silver altar and the apostles' cabinet, has a statue of the apostle riding his horse on top. It is a 17th century work. When the chapter decided to make the cathedral look even more spectacular. This is the place where the believers' greater expectations are met. Every day at noon, the pilgrim's mass takes place here, as well as the individual rites consisting in hugging the apostle and visiting his relics. At the cabinet, going up the ambulatory's right stairway, the 13th century Romanesque figure of Santiago receives the emotional hug of all pilgrims who follow an ancient and consecrated ritual. After that, pilgrims go down the left stairway so as to visit the apostle's relics in a small mausoleum that has always been the city's spiritual epicenter. This crypt contains the first century remains, discovered, according to the legend, in the 9th century, and which today rest in a 19th century glass case. The explanation for this has to do with a threat from the pirate Francis Drake, who thought about transporting the venerated relics into England after one of his incursions in A Coruña in 1589. Canons hurried to hide them, and so they remained for 300 years. However, towards the end of the 19th century, the relics saw the light when a papal bull stated again its authenticity. In solemn ceremonies, the Botafumeiro swings through the 65 meters long nave that we see at both sides of the main altar. Near the 13th century, this huge incensory started to be used as a purification instrument for the cathedral, although its true function was to hide the pilgrim's body odor with the incense aroma. The 1 meter and a half high Botafumeiro weighs 53 kilograms and is moved by 8 tiraboleiros that make it swing from north to south through the transept. A minute and a half is enough for it to reach a speed of 68 kilometers per hour, making an 82 degrees angle with the vertical and almost touching the vault. The rope and pulley system, built in the 16th century, can always be seen hanging from the octagonal dome. If you take a walk through the transept and around the ambulatory, you will be able to admire architectures of different epochs and other artistic elements, especially in the chapels, in which pilgrims from all over the world can find the saints of their devotion. We advise you not to miss the Corticella Chapel. It was founded in the 9th century by Benedictine monks as an oratory. However, it ended up being connected to the cathedral by a staircase corridor in its northern arm, becoming a parochial church inside the cathedral. The chapel is dedicated to the Virgin and has a representation of the Adoration of the Three Wise Men at the entrance. Once we finish our visit, we will continue by exiting through the north door, which is the one that just arrived pilgrims used to enter the cathedral.